The Huddle with New Zealand Sotheby's International Realty. Exceptional marketing for every property.
Huddle with us this evening, Tim Wilson, Maxim Institute, Nick Leggett, Infrastructure New Zealand. Hi, lads.
Hello.
Kia ora.
Tim, how good was Jonathan just then?
he was smoking. He was on fire. Look, you know what's sort of hovering over this is a sort of the notion of safetyism, in the sense that interactions, the chief virtue or value that we will judge them by is the safety that an individual or group of individuals, maybe a small group of individuals, feels in relation to what's happening. But the irony here is that you've got people saying, oh, we feel unsafe, we'll protest, therefore making it quote-unquote unsafe, and the university has clearly capitulated.
Yeah, totally. Is this a bad look, Nick, for the, like, is it an especially bad look for the university, or is this just the kind of nonsense we expect from universities nowadays?
Well, I think it is. It sort of reinforces what we're expecting from universities, that far from being the place where you go to learn from a contest of ideas, that they will kowtow and back down to a tiny minority of a minority. I mean, I think there are nutters on all sides at the moment in this sort of extreme world we live in, but I actually would rather hear from them and make my own mind up and argue them down if I disagree with them than be protected from somebody that somebody else judges is going to be harmful to them or me or just to public discussion and debate generally. Yeah. What, I mean, it's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
I totally agree. Tim, listen, do you have a problem? We should all have a problem with jobs for boys, but are you particularly outraged by the jobs for boys going on at the moment with the National Led government?
No, because as you astutely observed, no one squealed when Steve Mahari got the gig previously under Labor. I mean, this isn't a National Party problem. This is a New Zealand problem. You'll think of Chris Hipkins, for example. His mum was part of the curriculum review for science. Heather Simpson got parachuted in for COVID-19 border security supervision. And so it actually goes back, I think it actually goes back to our problem. You know, we were discussing about the university, and there's all kinds of diversity, but intellectual diversity, a variety of views, allows us to actually make better decisions. And so if we have fewer people, I think we do, that we pick from, and no question about the experience of Paula Bennett, then I think we're actually going to struggle to ensure that our elite, the people that look over us, are representative of us, and that's a problem.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Nick?
Well, I'm pleased to be talking about this because I've got some.
You're one of the boys that got a job, aren't you?
No, never. No, I wasn't. But I tell you what, I want to put it from a political perspective here. We voted for this government and we voted for previous governments based on our faith that they might deliver at least some of the program and policy they promised. We want a government to be armed and to have the resources and the people to do that. Often it's ex-politicians who understand the nuance and the debate and the policy and the environment and have the skills to be able to negotiate the program of the government in power to get that program through.
Yeah.
These people are uniquely placed, and I don't care if it's right, left or whatever. A government should be able to appoint the best people, and if they judge the best people to be former members of their own, or, and I don't think we're seeing enough of this in this current climate from either the last Labor government or this government, we're not seeing enough of actually appointing the other side. If you think about John Key and Helen Clark, they were both good at appointing politicians from the other side because they recognise skills and they recognise that diversity that Tim just mentioned.
That's a very good point, actually. You've got to appoint across the aisle as well, right? Right, you're back with the Huddle, Nick Leggett, Tim Wilson. Nick, are you liking the ban on the cell phones in schools?
Yeah, I can't get that excited about it either. I mean, I've got a kid in a school. He doesn't have a cell phone. He's only 7 and he's demanding one. He won't be getting one for a number of years. I think more mindfulness that is without devices is something we could all learn from, and myself included, and actually for kids to be focused away from phones is a good thing.
Yeah, totally. What do you reckon, Tim? I'm loving it. Do you know what I'm loving about it, Tim? I'm loving the fact that all the naysayers who said it wasn't going to work are wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the wider context for this, there's actually a guy called Jonathan Haidt who's written a book, just published a book called Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness. And look, I'm hearing reports of kids being on their phones up to 12 hours a day in various situations. So, look, I think you spoke to that school principal in South Auckland. 3 out of 1,800 students got their phones confiscated. That's good. Slow implementation, bit of flex. It seems to be an excellent policy.
Tim, have you read Jonathan Haidt's book?
No, well, I've ordered it. I want it. Have you read it?
No, I haven't, but now I've just found another thing for my mum to buy me, actually. You know, you've got to make a list. Like, parents, when you get to my age, parents stop, like, they run out of ideas for your birthday, so you start making a list in April for your birthday in September, and then it'll be fine.
Heather, you're busy. Get it on Audible, I think. You've got too much on.
Actually, I could do it on the Kindle. Cost me about $13 or something. Stop being a tightwad. Nick, this cost of the what's it called, the driver's license test, right? Should we bring a charge back? It seems like a no-brainer.
Look, is there a cost to doing to providing a second test? Yes, there is. Do we have a land transport system that is struggling for funds? Yes, we do. I think we should bring it back. And I mean, there is an overwhelmingly strong private benefit to people getting their license, and they should meet the cost of that.
Yeah, Tim?
Yeah, well, when you run the price to zero, that's going to be the motivation level for people to actually do it properly. And there's that stat that 2,000 people didn't show up for over a year for this, and wait times have increased. So they're actually consuming the time of people who are motivated to do it. I totally get that, you know, some people can't access it, but target it. This is not just about, you know, a free-for-all. Why don't you target people who struggle to pay for it and make everyone else pay for it, because it's worth something.
Yeah, totally agree with both of you guys. Furious agreement on that one. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Tim Wilson, Maxim Institute. Nick Leggett, Infrastructure New Zealand. Now, speaking of cell phones, how's this from Erica Stanford, the Education Minister? She's been giving out her cell phone number to the teachers and the principals to hit her up.
Every single letter that I receive from a principal, when I respond to it, I always put my cell phone number on the bottom and say, if you need to reach me, you can.
That is modern leadership, isn't it? Here's my phone number. You got a problem? Give me a call. Baby reindeer. Let's talk about that. 9 away from 6.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.